Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. Today, Kara Brogdon, a junior analyst with Altus Group, is interviewing Rob Unkle, a director with Altus Group, about hotel property valuations in the state of California. And with that, I'll hand it over to Kara.
What is the basis of valuation in California?
Good question, Kara. California is like every other state in the United States. The basis of valuation is fair market value. And what that means is the amount of cash or its equivalent that any given property would bring if exposed for sale in an open market.
Is there any specific to hotels?
Nothing specific to hotels in California, but the California Revenue and Taxation Code specifically addresses that the value of intangible assets and rights relating to the going concern of a business need to be removed from the taxable property.
When you talk about property assessments in California, Proposition 13 and Proposition 8 always seem to be mentioned. Can you discuss Proposition 13 and Proposition 8 and how they affect the annual property assessment?
I can. Both propositions are very important to know. Proposition 13 was enacted in June of 1978. And what this Proposition 13 did was three main things. It required property to be reassessed on a change of ownership or new construction. It limited the property tax rate to 1% plus any additional rates to require voter-approved bond indebtedness. And last, it limited future assessment increases to 2% annually. Now, Proposition 8 was enacted in November of 1978. And the key here is it allows for a temporary reduction in assessed value. Now, when an assessment becomes a Prop 8 assessment, the assessor will review annually and can increase that Prop 8 assessment annually up to the trended Prop 13 assessment. So think about it this way. While Proposition 13 can only increase 2% annually, if the Prop 8 value was a significant reduction in any given year, it can actually increase more than 2% in the next assessment year.
You mentioned change of ownership. In California, what constitutes a change of ownership?
There are three keys to a change of ownership in California: purchase or sale of a property, new construction, and long-term leases. Now, when you think about long-term leases, the California rule is any lease with a term of 35 years or longer, including all options. So if you have a tenant that had a base five-year lease but then had five-year options that totaled 30 years or more, that would be a change of ownership.
Can you explain supplemental and escape assessments?
I can. The key to remember about the supplemental escape assessments are they are catch-up assessments. Where they differ is supplemental assessment is a partial year assessment, and an escape assessment is for a full fiscal year.
Do you have a simple example you can walk our listeners through?
I do. So if a property sold in March 1st of 2010 for $1 million, and the prior assessment was $300,000, the assessor eventually worked a sale in August 2012, which is a little over 2 years from the date of acquisition, and eventually accepted the acquisition price of $1 million. Given that the event occurred in the fiscal year 2009-2010, the assessor would issue a catch-up assessment in the following manner. The prior year assessment, as I said, was $300,000 in fiscal year 2009-2010. The new assessment, the sale price or the acquisition price, was $1 million. So the difference, the supplemental assessment, would be $700,000. And then for 2010-11, the prior assessment was $299,292, and the new assessment was $997,640. That leaves a supplemental assessment of the difference between the new assessment and the prior assessment of $698,348, a supplemental assessment. That takes care of any partial year assessments for the fiscal year 2009-10 and the fiscal year 2010-11. Now, you still got two more years before when the assessor caught up in 2012-13. So for the full year of 2011 and 2012, you would have escaped assessments. So in this example, the prior assessment for that time period was $301,546. The new assessment was $1,005,152, leaving a difference of $703,607. That $703,607 is an escaped assessment because it would be for the full fiscal year. And then the last escaped assessment would be for the 2012-2013 time period. In this example, the prior assessment was $307,577. The new assessment was $1,025,255, leaving a difference of $717,679. Again, that is an escaped assessment because it would be for the full fiscal 2012-2013 tax year.
When can a taxpayer file property assessment appeals in California?
California is kind of a unique state. Taxpayers can start filing real estate tax appeals beginning on July 2nd. Of any given year. Now, there are only two appeal deadlines in California. There's about nine counties in California that have the September 15th appeal deadline, and the remainder of the counties have November 30th. I will be posting this on our Altus Group website for people to view.
That's great. And this wraps an exclusive Altus Group podcast interview where Kara Brogdon, a junior analyst with Altus Group, interviewed Rob Uncle, a director with Altus Group, about hotel property valuations in the state of California. And Kara and Rob, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.